The Ibrahim case is creating unease, both within Egypt and overseas. Ibrahim holds both Egyptian and American citizenship. Commentator David Danzig is an American human rights activist who's been monitoring the case from Egypt.
If cities had official colors, Cairo's almost certainly would be gray. Desert dust and tailpipe pollution coat nearly every surface in this ancient city. The chalky grayness is pervasive. It clings to buildings, coats your hair, and gets in your eyes. It even appears to have soaked into Egyptian law. Some days, what's wrong is right here. Other days, what's right is said to be wrong. It all depends on which of the innumerable laws on the books the government chooses to enforce, and which it chooses to ignore. In June of 2000, one of Cairo's most distinguished university professors and a prominent democracy activist was thrown into jail here. The pretext was that Dr. Saad Eddine Ibrahim had defamed Egypt's image abroad. Officials dusted off a barely used 1932 law to justify his incarceration. What had Dr. Ibrahim done wrong? No one can say for sure, even though two special security courts found him guilty. The courts were originally created to try defendants that posed national security risks, such as Islamic extremists suspected of terrorism. Apparently, Dr. Ibrahim pushed too hard for democratic reform for some people's tastes. Meanwhile, ordinary Egyptians are imprisoned every day under the same murky circumstances. No one knows who might be next or why. Dr. Ibrahim's international reputation and post at Cairo's American University had made him seem immune to these sorts of hardball tactics, so his prosecution has had a chilling impact on public discourse in Egypt. "He's the biggest fish in the pond," said one human rights activist. "If they do this to him, why not me too?" An Egyptian newspaper columnist recently wrote, only half jokingly, that he would not be surprised if he were soon locked up too, under a little-known law that prohibits writing a newspaper column and driving in the same day. The still unfolding story of Dr. Ibrahim's detention holds lessons for governments all over the world as they look for new ways to combat the threat of terrorism. Beware of building too much softness, or what some might call flexibility, into the system. The best way to ensure that bad guys get locked up and good guys don't is to write laws in black and white, not gray.
The comments of David Danzig, a member of the Lawyers Committee for Human Rights.